You ever get that little, you know, pebble in your shoe, and it's just so annoying? Or maybe it's that cockle burr on your clothes, and it itches, it gets under your skin. Or have you ever had that grass kind of fall down your shirt and just, oh, it just irritates? Here's one for you. Have you ever had a thorn in the flesh? I would have to imagine that's pretty bad. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're having a great day. It's a beautiful week here in Minnesota. I don't know where you're listening from. Maybe it's Malaysia. Our listeners from Malaysia, thanks for checking in. We got listeners from all over the world. Still blows my mind, but thank you for listening to the David Alliance. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Always appreciate the feedback. And you might be listening on 97X, Podbean, Apple Podcast. There's a bunch of different venues out there that are promoting us. Thank you so much. Now, my sponsors. Hey, if you need a website, check out Webstix, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. His company will do you right. Whether you have a small little mom and shop business, maybe you just want to do a website for your beanie making business, or maybe you've got a giant insurance company and you need a website, he can do it. Make sure you check him out. Also, if you need supplements, look, I live life on the edge. I burn the candle on both ends. I know I'm not as bright as I think I am. Anyway, look, you can't do it without staying in shape. You can't stay in shape without having the best supplements. And well-built supplements are some of the best out there. Check them out. They've got everything. And when you purchase some supplements, please make sure you type in well-built TDA. That way you get 15% off. And so you're healthy and you get a deal. What more could you ask for? Okay, listen. We're gonna talk about something, and we're gonna take a hard left at the end. So hang in there. We have a point. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul speaks of his thorn in the flesh. Now, for years, this has been a verse where people state an opinion like, see, God doesn't heal everyone. Not even the Apostle Paul was healed. First of all, who said that this is a sickness? People assume this is a sickness. They think it's a sickness. They heard a pastor or a preacher preach that it's a sickness. And they'll give excuses or reasons, I guess, like, well, in one area of scripture, he writes, I write in big, bold letters so that people may see. And then people go, well, see, his eyes must be failing. And that's why he wrote in such big letters. Then there's an area in scripture where Paul says, he's writing to his listeners and he says, I know you would pluck out your own eyes for me. And again, people say, see, he had something wrong with his eyes. He had ophthalmia. Yes, ophthalmia. You go, what is ophthalmia? It is a disease of the eyes that was common back then. And so people go, see, he had a disease, and that was his thorn in the flesh, and God wouldn't heal him. Look, that's nonsense. First off, do you ever write in your own handwriting, or do you ever text with capital letters? Has anyone ever texted you and your first thought was, oh my goodness, they must have an eye disease? Has anyone ever said to you, man, I'd give my right arm for such and such and such? Did you go, oh, he must be talking about people who are amputees? Look, these are statements of the day that have always been common in the vernacular to emphasize emotions or to make a point. Don't take them for anything more than what they mean on paper. Don't let some pastor or preacher take these verses and preach them out of context. And anyway, God goes on to say to Paul, after he asked three times to have it removed, God answered him and said, my grace is sufficient for you. I've talked about this verse before, but we always think sufficient as just enough. Here, let me measure it out. Not too much. Not just, let's be careful, just a little bit. No, that's not what that word sufficient there means. That means his request was taken care of by God, first of all, that God said, my grace is sufficient. So God's saying, I'm going to take care of it. But that word there, sufficient, means his grace is to be more strength than needed, to be possessed of unfailing strength. That's what that word means. It means more than enough. So what's my point? You're going, okay, Garth, why are we talking about whether Paul's eyes were diseased or not, or I don't get it? Here's the point. All through Scripture, When we hear the term a thorn in the flesh, it refers to people who get on our nerves, people who stand against us for things of God, people who stand against things and use scripture inappropriately. It's for people who come against us and twist scripture to mean certain things. Look, study the life of Paul, and you know it was the Pharisees and the Judaizers who made life a living hell for him. These were his thorn in the flesh. These people were against him from the beginning of his ministry to the end. But God gave him sufficient strength to overcome these people. Here's my goal. My goal is to help you understand that in life, right now, while I speak, there are about 15 different people groups that seemingly are making America a living hell. They're against everything. It seems like you are against everything that's American or godly. Everybody and every cause that does not line up perfectly with their cause, well, they're against it. And they are definitely a thorn in the flesh. But guess what? God's grace has got this. See, I truly believe the reason why this verse has been preached and twisted to mean something which it doesn't mean, which is totally wrong and theologically wrong, I think for years it's been pushed and promoted and twisted that way simply because the dark world we live in and the spiritual forces would love for us to see this verse simply as a physical malady that Paul had to deal with, that he was going through. But the truth is, it's about people. And we need God's grace more than ever regarding people. Look, I've got a lot of problems in my life. The biggest problems come from people. You've got problems, it's because you've got people in your life. And you know what? You're a problem in somebody else's life because you're one of those people. People are not the problem. They're the forces of evil behind them that are the problem. And God's grace is the answer. It is by God's grace we are saved. It is by God's stripes we are healed. Don't apply God's healing to this verse. It's not about healing. It's not about sickness. It's about God's grace and dealing with people who are thorns in the flesh. This is not speaking of healing. It is speaking of seeing those lost people and seeing them get saved and set free by God's grace. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.